much. To my wife, Melody, I love you. To my children, Sonny and Clara, I love you. To every one of you out there watching on TV and here, I love you. I pray for you. I love cockroaches and dirt and trees and every human being and the fish in it and deer and deer antlers and birds and sky and love. And everything that isn't love is cowardice. I love you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
Is it weird that this is like my favorite speech of the week? This is Flea, the unbelievably talented bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, speaking at the VMAs when they got the Global Icon Award. Joining us now is Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, tell me you didn't love it. Look, it's a great speech, but tell me the surprising part wasn't cockroaches and deer antlers and dirt, but wife and kids?
You know, you have to love him. And the bottom line with him is that that man is just 100% love. And so that's, I think, why in his mind, everything is included, right down to the cockroaches and the wife and kids.
That's right. I love it. Oh, man. You know, as soon as he opened his mouth and started talking, I thought, this is exactly what I would expect, exactly what I would expect Flea to say. And it was cool. I mean, it was really neat to see them, you know, get their award, obviously, and hear the lead singer talking about how, you know, his bandmates gave his life meaning. And I think of a lot of musicians, you know, feel that way. Like, if they didn't have music, or if they're performers, if they didn't have movies, you know, what would their lives be, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that kind of longevity, they are brothers, they're family, and so 100%, you know, that it's about the music. They give each other's lives meaning for sure, because, you know, they've been together so long they can't even begin to imagine life apart.
Right. And it also kind of, to me, it highlights the point that during the pandemic, when people couldn't perform, how that was, we think of all the things that got lost. And of course, you did this wonderful documentary about that people for whom music was their life all of a sudden couldn't do their life anymore.
A lot of people, a lot of musicians have described it as a person. You know, music and the stage and all that, it for them has been like losing a person, losing an active component in their life. And they spent, you know, the better part of 2 years grieving the loss of what felt like a person to them. And that makes sense to me. You know, it's the comfort zone for you every day. It's the thing you do. It's all you know. And to lose all that you know and, you know, the thing you've built your whole life around, it has to have felt like, you know, the loss of someone really close to you. It's that kind of all-encompassing.
Absolutely. So in other news this week, we found out that Ozzy and Sharon are apparently fed up with the gun violence in America and they're going back to England. Is that right?
I mean, can you really blame them? You know, if you have another option and you were from somewhere else, I get it. You know, I get it. And not only are they going back to England, but the BBC is welcoming them back by airing the old episodes of The Osbournes. So they're getting a homecoming and a TV series rebooted and all kinds of stuff just for, you know, deciding to go home.
Yeah, interesting choice, and of course, social commentary. We'll see how much I assume it's going to last, because they're relatively... Now, she says it's not about health issues, right? Even though those are certainly concerns for them.
Yeah, it's not about health issues, because he's gone through a life-altering surgery this year. You know, it was either going to be the end of him being able to do things, or it was going to be the thing that enabled him to keep going, and it seems to have worked that way. I think it is really about wanting to go home and be somewhere that they just feel safe, and maybe they don't have to overthink every move that they make in terms of safety.
I just think that it's a fascinating, over the course of your lifetime trajectory, to be the bat head biter and now to be, too dangerous. You know, there's a change there. Other news, Sylvester Stallone and his wife of 25 years are breaking it off, which is, you know, I don't know. I talked about this when the news first broke, that those of us who've been married a long time, you know, always kind of like to think we finally got to that place where, you know, we're good forever. But you never really get to that place, and you got to keep working forever, right?
Yeah, I don't think you ever do get to that place, because the thing is, I think if you get too comfortable, if things start to slip, it's a good marriage is a constant work in progress, and I think it's easy to lose that. You know, if you're not putting in the work and the time and connecting, I think it's very easy to start to drift towards other things. And, you know, life is busy. So I don't know. I mean, they've been together forever, but it doesn't really surprise me. There were rumors that it was about him buying a dog that she didn't want, and they both shot that down, I think. I think she finally shot that one down, too. But there's just clearly a disconnect there. He seems to be impulsive. She said that he squandered resources, which he counterfiled and denied that. So they have issues. And, you know, it's not just if a couple splits up after that long, it is not just one thing that divided them.
Right.
You and I both know that. It's a myriad of issues that have been festering and boiling and not addressed for a long time that makes you go that far apart.
Yeah, and it may not be like the catastrophic leak in the side of the boat, but it's 1,000 leaks, right? It's 1,000 paper cuts that, you know, you just don't do a good job of remedying.
Yeah.
And then finally, the breaking news that Madonna apparently says that she's, like, addicted to sex or something. This is weird. Like, I would have thought she was kind of, you know. Did you see the NFTs? God,
who
I hope
know?
You didn't. They're horrible. So.
I did not.
Oh, you're so lucky. I made the mistake. It was a decision I really wish I could undo. So.
At the ripe old age of, what, 64 or 65, she finally has been brave enough to come clean and share this detail.
Yes.
I feel better now.
The news is out. The secret has been exposed, and now we can. And she also, I guess, said that she regrets both of her marriages, and she wants to work with Britney Spears again, although she didn't quite say it that way.
She didn't say it that way.
No.
But she did say that she regrets her marriages. And, you know, you look back on that, Sean Penn was never a keeper. And Guy Ritchie, they always seemed like a bit of a mismatch. It seemed like she was trying a little too hard to be British and to fit into what he needed in his life at that point. So it's not too surprising. I could see her looking back on that and going, yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah. No, and definitely throughout her life, I think she was always kind of trying to be the person she thought other people would want her to be, kind of thing, which is, I mean, sort of understandable for her. I love your line, Sean Penn was never a keeper. truer words. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.